This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off our number three in studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Will.
And, well, we've either directly or indirectly been talking about elections for most of the show, indirectly in the first hour discussing the situation in Catalonia, where Catalonia has declared their independence. But the Spanish central government has said, yeah, no, you're not independent. We're actually taking over, and there's going to be elections in Catalonia on December 21st. So going to be interesting to see how that turns out. And then in Georgia, there were some concerned citizens, if you will, that wanted information on the election servers. And, well, those servers and the backup of the backup wound up just being completely destroyed. We have no info on these servers. They may or may not actually still have the servers. Chris, you were saying that generally when a server is degaussed, and that's a way to where basically you put it over a really powerful magnet and it just wipes everything off of it. You said generally when that happens, they will also shred the server.
Yeah.
We don't know if that happened in this case.
In a military context anyway, the stuff is usually shredded as well. So, and that's used frequently when, you know, that technology is used. So right. Otherwise, it's just a matter of overwriting the drive with basically ones and zeros and call it a day for the most part. Technically, there's some, you could do it three times or whatever, or seven times. And modern technology, though, it's unlikely anything other than like bin Laden is going to be, you know, government capabilities are going to be able to recover any kind of data that's overwritten.
Right. So moving from Georgia to Kansas. Well, Dorothy, yeah, we are in Kansas again. The Kansas Ethics Panel has come out with a very interesting, unique ruling about Bitcoin. The article from LJ World, that's the Lawrence Journal World. They say the Kansas Government Ethics Commission said on Wednesday that for the time being, at least, the digital currency known as Bitcoins, well, no, Kansas Lawrence Journal World, it's not Bitcoins, plural, it is Bitcoin. The currency is Bitcoin, but they continue to say they are simply too secretive and untraceable to be allowed as a form of campaign contributions in state and local elections. Despite the fact that the Federal Elections Commission has set out rules for how Bitcoin can be accepted for federal elections. I also think it's odd that this is happening in Kansas, where they've, you know, consistently tried infringing on people's abilities to vote. Continuing on here, Mark Skoglund, who recently took over as the executive director of that commission, again, that being the Kansas Governmental Ethics Commission, Mark Skoglund recently took over executive director, asked the commission for its guidance Wednesday, saying he had received a request from a candidate who wanted to know whether it was legal in Kansas to accept campaign contributions in Bitcoin. He explained, quote, Bitcoin is a digital currency. There is no physical manifestation of this currency in any way. It's just alphanumeric characters that exist only online. It's not backed by any government. The value is subjective and highly volatile. However, there are millions of people who utilize Bitcoin. Well, I'm glad to know that he recognizes that millions of people use Bitcoin and that Bitcoin is not backed by any government. I suspect that's why a lot of the millions of people who use Bitcoin use Bitcoin.
Exactly.
Skoglund did not identify the candidate who made the request. The article here continues, and I'm curious how much false information or bad information they have here. And again, they do repeatedly refer to it as bitcoins, plural, with a lowercase b when it should be an uppercase b. They say, first introduced in 2009, bitcoins have gradually been gaining acceptance as an alternative form of currency, used mainly for online purchases. Pause right here. Will, how many times have you used bitcoins in Keene to buy things in physical stores in the month and a half you've been here?
Oh, you mean like every day, at least once? Oh, you mean like when I got my car fixed with Bitcoin earlier today?
Yeah, you picked up your van that had some repairs done to it.
Yep.
Didn't you like buy barbecue a couple days ago?
I didn't get barbecue, but we did get burgers. We go to local burger at least twice a week, and we spend Bitcoin whenever we're there.
Yeah, so there's a burger place. There's a barbecue food truck. There's a Vietnamese food truck. There's a corner store. There's there's the auto repair store. There's a place called 101 Local Goods that our Thursday co-host Chris runs.
I'm paying my drywall guy in Bitcoin.
Yeah,
and then my painters in Bitcoin. Well, we can't get painting done now because it's too late because of the other repair, but I was going to pay my painters in Bitcoin.
Found out there's a masseuse that is taking Bitcoin.
You still get your hair cut.
Yeah, I did that last week, actually. Or a couple days ago, actually.
Yeah. Ooh. So, you know, there are a bunch of places right here in Keene, New Hampshire, tacos. With 23,000 people.
You can get dollar tacos on Tuesday, and they're not bad. Jeez.
Forgot about the taco place.
Bad, yeah.
And they have more than tacos.
Yeah.
So it's a little bar that has tacos.
Chicken curry tacos and jerk chicken tacos.
Yep, there's two sort of pizza places here. There's a truck, and there's also an actual pizza store that you go into. And there's also a hot dog place as well. It's like barbecue.
Yeah, that's the barbecue place.
Yeah, yeah.
So, there's two barbecue places.
Yeah, there's one.
One's
set,
like 20, right down the road 20 miles away, but
yep,
still.
Yep.
Right. I'm talking about the one actually right here in this town. There's that barbecue food truck.
And then you also have a mosque that is funded through Bitcoin donations that they use for charity outreach as well.
Yeah. Right.
I'm just pointing out that... You know, it's not mainly for online purchases.
And that's not even excluding, like, the non-retail type stores. Like, my company takes it.
Right.
It's in Canada.
Well,
stocked
up. But well,
your
store is for online. You don't have a physical storefront.
Right, exactly.
I don't have a physical storefront.
Exactly. You take for political Liberty Lobby, right?
For my lobbyist firm. Mm-hmm. Right,
yep.
But again,
yep.
That's
there's all
online.
Sorts of different places.
I'm just pointing out the flaw in the article here that says it's used for online.
We're underdoing it. Like, this is like being able to list them all is like we can't even list them
again,
all.
Again, I'm only
just
pointing
key.
Out.
Right.
Yeah.
Brick and mortar.
Boston, it's not Nashua, it's not Manchester.
It's a town of 25,000 people. It's nothing.
Again,
it's insignificant, and we have tons of businesses.
I'm pointing out the brick and mortar facilities to counter the claim that it's only used for online purchases.
It's not even just brick and mortar. Like I said, the drywall guy that we go through will do our drywall. He doesn't have a brick and mortar business. It's a home business.
Right.
But he will still do drywall for Bitcoin with no issue whatsoever.
Okay, continuing on, the article continues, but governments around the world have struggled to come up with standards for accepting the currency in anything other than private commercial transactions. Again,
that's not true.
That's the point. No. Okay, tell me what government is accepting Bitcoin for payment of taxes?
What
government is accepting Bitcoin for payment of...
Was it Monaco or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, there was a government, and I wish I could remember. I think it might have been Monaco. It was a small country. It's like a really tiny country.
But again, the point is that Bitcoin is not a government-backed currency.
Bitcoin is not
a government-accepted currency. Bitcoin is independent of governments, and that is the point.
Most governments are declaring, I mean, every day on BitcoinNews.com, you see another government coming out and saying, you know, Bitcoin isn't important enough for us to regulate. I mean, literally.
Yeah,
every day a new government is saying, you know what, we're just going to leave Bitcoin alone.
Yeah, so continuing on here with the Kansas Government Ethics Commission and their decision that, well, you know, we just don't think that people running for state and local elections should be allowed to take the Bitcoin because we don't really understand it because the government struggles to understand this stuff. Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO 77 to 42424.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Will.
And how would you like to find out an easy way to start your own website or blog. I know some people want to do it, but you know, they find it intimidating. Well, you're in luck, because HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Again, hosting a website can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. They offer a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-per-week over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get that special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. We're talking about the Kansas Ethics Commission that recently said that Bitcoin are too secretive and untraceable to be allowed as a form of campaign contributions in state and local elections. The article from the Lawrence Journal World is, you know, they're trying to make some kind of weird sort of argument that, well, governments just don't know how to deal with it because it's not backed by a government. Again, a quote from the director of that commission, Mark Skoglund, says, Bitcoin is a digital currency. There's no physical manifestation of the currency. It's just alphanumeric characters that exist only online. It's not backed by a government. The value is subjective and highly volatile. However, there are millions of people who utilize Bitcoin. Well, here's something else, Mr. Skoglund, that is, you know, the value is subjective. Gold, silver. Do you say that people can't use those? Something else that's very secretive and untraceable, whereas with Bitcoin, there is the public ledger, so you know, you might not be able to figure out, you know, who controls a certain wallet, but you can see every transaction to and from that wallet. But dollar bills, there's no traceable ledger for dollar bills. If I pull a dollar bill out of my wallet right now and I hand it to you, Chris, there's no ledger that goes on.
No, of course not.
So are dollar bills not allowed as campaign contributions in Kansas, Mr. Mark Skoglund?
Bitcoin isn't even an anonymous cryptocurrency. That's the hilarious part about it.
Well, he didn't say it's anonymous. He says it's too secretive.
But it's not. There's a ledger. That's what it is.
Right. But again, just because you can see every transaction to and from a certain wallet doesn't mean you know who controls the wallet. So it, you know, there is a level of secrecy to it to some extent, but it is not a completely secret currency.
Okay. So let me ask you this. I asked you this off air. I'm going to ask you this again. Do they allow the acceptance of dollar bills?
As far as I know, I've not looked into all of the regulations for the Kansas Ethics Commission, but I know that at the federal level, you can accept a cash contribution up to a certain point. If it's above that, it must be a check or a credit card. The FEC, and the article does get into some of the FEC rules, the FEC being the Federal Elections Commission, that I don't believe has any legitimacy at all, but most people wind up saying that they do because, well, Congress passed the FEC Act back in the 1970s to create the FEC, so therefore legitimate. But even the FEC has come out with regulations on how Bitcoin contributions can be accepted for federal donations.
And is it similar to how cash is accepted? Because I would think it would be.
With a cash donation, you can't do a cash donation online,
right.
But there is a form that needs to be filled out of what's your name, if it's over a certain amount, who's your employer, what's your address, things of that sort. With Bitcoin, the FEC says that it's to be treated on the one hand as an in-kind contribution, but it must be converted to cash before it's used, and you're not allowed under FEC rules to actually use Bitcoin directly with a vendor to purchase goods or services. During my campaign last year, I violated that regulation numerous times where I bought bumper stickers and airline tickets with Bitcoin, blatantly violating the FEC regulations. And I've spoken about that before on this radio show that's broadcast on about 170 radio stations coast to coast. And I hope the FEC comes to file some kind of charge against me just because I would love to go to court.
I would love to see that challenged.
So would I, but I'm not a big enough fish. They're not going to come after me.
Yeah,
they don't care.
I'm sure we all would love to see that challenged. I mean, it's not even like, it's not even like it affects us. It's just, it's one of those things that just needs to go.
Right, but again, you know, this sort of weird thing to where they're saying, well, it's just too private. Even though, again, there is that public ledger, so you can see all of the transactions going to and from, and what they're concerned about here. Because, again, you asked the question of, well, how do they wind up handling cash contributions?
Yeah.
Again, you know, if you're giving a check or cash, you're supposed to fill out a little form of what's your name, your address, your employer, if it's over a certain amount. Online contribution, same thing, name, address, etc. With Bitcoin contributions, and there are payment processors that have this to where you can put up a little screen to where people have to fill it out, but it's, you know, let's say a little easier to not provide an actual name, etc. Or if you know that, oh, wait a second, every time I go to this candidate's website and go past this screen, it's the same Bitcoin address. Then you could just circumvent the screen and make a contribution directly to that address. And the FEC has a rule that says if you receive a contribution and you don't know who sent it to you, you must wind up sending it to this other place somewhere. How many people actually abide by that? I don't know. And again, kind of like with cash can kind of easily be hidden and moved around in such a way as to where, you know, it's secretive. I walked home and there was a, you know, envelope in my mailbox that just had $20 in it. I don't know who it came from. Am I just supposed to, you know, like put it in the shredder because I don't know where the $20 came from? How do I know that $20 was a campaign contribution and not just somebody that, you know, left me a $20 bill for some reason? Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Thoughts on political candidates accepting Bitcoin? Or maybe you're more concerned about the White Lives Matter rally happening in Tennessee this weekend. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Will.
And we're talking about the decision from the Kansas Ethics Commission that says that, well, Bitcoin, they're just too secretive and risky for us to allow our candidates here in Kansas to wind up using for campaign contributions. Even though in 2014, the Federal Election Commission, and this story from the Lawrence Journal World, the FEC in 2014 issued an advisory opinion that said under limited conditions, federal campaign committees could purchase Bitcoin as investments and accept them as a form of contribution. However, the commission noted, quote, "Holding Bitcoin in a Bitcoin wallet does not relieve the committee of its obligation to return or refund a Bitcoin contribution that is from a prohibited source that exceeds the contributor's annual contribution limit or that is otherwise not legal." So far, Mr. Skoglund, who's the executive director of that Kansas Government Ethics Commission, has said that no state ethics commission has issued a ruling allowing Bitcoin to be used in state and local elections. Well, they shouldn't be issuing rulings because there's nothing unethical about accepting Bitcoin for contributions. But again, you know, we're talking about Kansas, and that's not a slight at the people from Kansas. That's a slight at the Kansas government that has consistently been trying to infringe on the right to vote. Another commissioner, Jerome Helmer, argued that without standardized reporting procedures, Bitcoins are just too risky to be allowed in Kansas elections. He said the greatest problem would be the strong probability of the influencing of local elections by totally unidentifiable lobbyists trying to come in. If you think the Russians affected the presidential election, you just wait. That's what's going to happen. It's totally contrary to transparency that we're asking for in our political system to provide to the public. Did I understand what I just read where this guy is saying that the Russians are going to come in and influence local elections in Kansas? Because Vladimir Putin is really that concerned over who's mayor of Topeka?
Well, yeah. Of course he is.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure that Topeka is the most important city in America.
I would so love to see that.
I just wanted to make sure that what I read is what I thought I read. Yeah, Jerome Helmer is delusional. Mark Skoglund is delusional. The Kansas Governmental Ethics Commission, they're all delusional. I don't know who else is on that commission, but they're delusional to say that, you know, Bitcoins are just too risky.
I think this kind of delusion kind of spans the entire Midwest, you know, like the Kansas folks are just absolutely convinced that the Russians want to influence their mayor elections. You've got the folks in Oklahoma that border Kansas that are absolutely convinced that the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood is trying to take over their state, Oklahoma's state government, you know, because that's where the money's at. That's where the real power in America is the Oklahoma State Legislature or the Topeka, Kansas mayor's office.
You can't forget Roy Moore, who running for Senate in Alabama, who when he was running for governor several years ago wanted to introduce some kind of legislation to basically ban Sharia law.
Oh, yeah, because that you were going to have Sharia investment banks that took over the election process and instituted like Saudi Arabian social policies all across the state of Alabama. You know, basically turn Alabama 2017 into Alabama 1985. So
let's go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. And Will, you were actually asking, where's Sarah? Where is she? Well, she's here. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, where's that mean guy tonight, Ian? How come you're doing the Friday show?
We kicked him off.
Nice guy.
Ian is in Texas right now. He is probably getting off of a plane. He might be getting at the hotel. I'm not sure exactly what his travel schedule is tonight and Monday, but he will be along with Mark at the Texas Bitcoin Conference tomorrow and Sunday doing the shows from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. So I will be sitting in this seat again Monday evening.
Well, it's really nice to have the nice guy you were here. So I could talk about glycogen nutrition. I have mentioned this before.
You have mentioned it before. And do you have any new information other than what you have mentioned before?
Well, I had mentioned that the galactose molecule is what we are missing. So they are only found in vine ripened fruit and vegetables. So that's what we are missing in the diet. But, you know, this company has, they actually have companies that sell these products that you can purchase.
That sell products that you can purchase. That is generally how companies wind up staying in business.
But they have chosen the network marketing out of all the marketing strategies, and I wonder why they would have used that. I mean, it must be still a useful meme. That's a popular meme.
Oh, it's definitely useful for a small group of people to wind up making a lot of money while convincing people that you can make a lot of money, too. All you have to do is convince five of your friends who can convince five of their friends who can convince five of their friends to wind up buying in, not just buy the product. Yeah, buying the product is great, but what you really need to do is you need to convince your friends to become distributors because that's where the money is. And it's basically a Ponzi scheme to where Yeah, they actually have a product to sell, so technically they fit within the law of what is legally allowed, but they make money not from selling products. They make money from talking people into talking their friends into, you know, becoming a distributor and spending somewhere, you know, depends on what the program is, somewhere between $100 to several hundred, possibly thousands. There was a story that I scanned, I think it was earlier today, about one of the clothing multi-level marketing things. To where, and they don't like using the term multi-level marketing because that sounds fishy. So network marketing is the new sort of buzzword there. But there's one of the clothing things to where they were saying that some of the distributors have $20,000 worth of clothes that they can't sell. Because they're told, no, you just need to you know, buy more product, have more product on hand, give samples to your friends, and you just keep spending money and spending money. Well, you've got to spend money to make money. Spend money, spend money. And then, yeah, there's somebody at the top that's getting rich, but it's not the local distributors.
Well, I don't know. With this product, maybe there, to be a marketer, there is not much money in it for you. But if people are getting well and healthy and people are comfortable with working with people that you know, the whole thing is that if you network with your family, neighbors, and friends, and church people, the people that know and trust you.
But, so that's Sarah, you can do that as well. If there's a product that you really like, you could still tell your friends about it. You don't need to wind up paying to be a distributor for a product that you really like if you just want to tell your friends and your family about it. Thank you for the call. And again, this is where the network marketing makes their money. They don't make their money from actually selling the products. They make very little money from selling the products. They make money from selling the distributorships. And I've been to some of these presentations and they'll say, oh yeah, if you just want to buy the product, that's good and all, but you really need to become a distributor and then tell your friends about it and then have them become distributors. Well, if everybody's a distributor, who are you selling the product to? You're not. The distributorship becomes the product under the guise of selling another product. That's how they're scams. This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. Again, 855-450-FREE. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Will.
And if you're going to do any shopping online and you want to help Free Talk Live when you do that, start your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. From there, you can go to our affiliates such as Newegg, Walmart, saveatpurse.com. Can no longer shop through an Amazon.com affiliate to help Free Talk Live, but there are other venues as well. They're at shop.freetalklive.com. So after you go there, just bookmark the site that you want to go to, and then you don't have to continuously go back to shop.freetalklive.com. So we teased earlier this White Lives Matter rally that is going to be happening in Murfreesboro and Shelbyville, Tennessee.
Not surprised.
And USA Today has a couple of articles on this. Apparently, there are a lot of religious leaders across Tennessee that are denouncing the white supremacists ahead of the White Lives Matter protest happening this weekend. Scores of clergy have signed their names to a statement opposing the white nationalist values. They have planned community prayer vigils celebrating diversity and advocating for unity. And they've sent a strong message that hate is not a religious value. All faith traditions are meant to promote peace, understanding, and love between people, according to a statement from Rabbi Lori Rice, who is a leader of the Brentwood, Tennessee-based Congregation Micah that has members in the Murfreesboro and Shelbyville area. That is why she's among those countering the groups that are protesting refugee resettlement and immigrants over the weekend. Rice asked the question, any movement that works to do the opposite, that promotes hate and puts barriers up and creates fear about each other, who can stand in support of that? In a statement condemning the white nationalist groups, her synagogue is one of 15 Jewish congregations and organizations to say, "We will not allow purveyors of hatred to disrupt the sacred bond of community harmony." She also joined more than 160 Tennessee faith leaders who disavowed the protest. Little bit more to this particular article, but I want to jump over to another article from USA Today that says exactly who the groups are participating in the organization or in the rallies this weekend. Again, there's a White Lives Matter rally happening in Murfreesboro and Shelbyville, and I would not be surprised at all if there's some violence that happens.
You have to remember, okay, Murfreesboro-Shelbyville area, this is the same area that spent $300,000 in taxpayer money because a group of about 10 Murfreesboro citizens decided they didn't want a Muslim house of worship built in their town, and literally introduced into open federal court the argument that, well, Muslims can't build houses of worship in America because Islam's not really a religion, therefore doesn't get First Amendment constitutional protection.
So wait, who introduced that?
It was the people that were fighting against having the mosque in that town.
Right, but was this the city attorney or a group of individuals within the city?
That was...
So the state was doing it?
No. These people were fighting against the state. The state was saying, look, let the people have their house of worship. And these people filed suit against the city saying that they hadn't been given enough time to protest against the mosque being open to start with.
And what was the final outcome of that lawsuit?
Islam's a religion. The mosque is open. Y'all people need to quit being wet blankets and get a hobby.
So the group.
So they focus. Now they focus. Now all of those activists are now, you know, anti-something else activists instead. You know, they all became Trump supporters, and, you know, the cycle just continued.
So taking part in this White Lives Matter protest over the weekend, first named group here from USA Today, the Traditionalist Worker Party. Will, you ever heard of this one? Because I haven't.
No.
It's like a blue-collar thing?
A self-described political party seeking, quote, to establish an independent white ethno-state in North America in which immigration is limited to members of the white European race. The Traditionalist Worker Party is a relatively new group. It formed a couple of years ago under the leadership of Matt Parrott and Matthew Heimbach of Indiana after they started the Traditionalist Youth Network. At the Unite the Right and other protests, members have outfitted themselves with shields, wearing masks, and often all-black clothing. And looking at the helmets that they're wearing, they've got that white nationalist cross on the side, and the one guy appears to be holding up a peace sign. Very, very ironically, I guess. I don't know if these are hipsters or what. The second named group, and there is a little bit more written about that first group. The second named group, the National Socialist Movement. Yeah, that's right, Nazis. They're actually going to be Nazis at the White Lives Matter rally based in Detroit, Michigan. The National Socialist Movement has been around for more than two decades. On its website, the organization is open about equating National Socialism with Nazism, as well as attributing their ideology to Adolf Hitler. The third named group is the League of the South. They classify the League of the South as a neo-Confederate hate group. And actually, they say here the League of the South classifies the League of the South as a neo-Confederate. I think they mean the Southern Poverty Law Center classifies the League of the South as a neo-Confederate hate group because they mentioned the SPLC previously in the article. The League of the South advocates for secession of Southern states, and they promote Southern nationalism. Again, a little bit more written about them, and then a quote here from a report from the SPLC from 2014 where the SPLC reportedly uncovered evidence from leaked internal communications and anonymous sources within the league that the organization was developing a militia. Not sure what came out of that. And the final group listed, Vanguard America. The group has rebranded and split into new factions multiple times in recent years, previously operating under the name American Vanguard and Reaction America, according to the SPLC. The Anti-Defamation League has said that Vanguard America is a white supremacist group that opposes multiculturalism and believes America is an exclusively white nation. And they primarily recruit among college-age men. Again, more written here that we could get into, but let's go to the phones. We've got John calling in from Philadelphia. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, guys, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call and let you know.
John, back away from your phone about half an inch, please.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Iowa or Idaho actually accepts Bitcoin, I believe, for payments of some type. I'm not sure if it's utility payments or something like that, one or the other. And also, I think you recently said that Jax is no longer the official wallet of Free Talk Live. I was wondering if you recommended a wallet. And who do you recommend for the Libertarian candidacy in 2020?
It's way too early to be recommending anybody for 2020. I'm going to wait until at least late 2018, early 2019 before I recommend anybody. And as far as the official wallet of Free Talk Live, we no longer have an official wallet. I personally use the Airbits wallet and Coinomi. I still have the Jax wallet. It's like the second or third choice of wallets that I have. It's just not the official wallet of Free Talk Live.
Oh, okay, great. Well, thanks for taking my call. Have a great night, guys.
Yep, you're welcome. Have a good night as well. And, yeah, I've not heard that Idaho was accepting Bitcoin for any kind of official things. But, again, he said that he thought it might have been a utility company. So that might not be the state government of Idaho.
There's actual governments taking it. I just don't know which ones. Including city governments, I believe. I just don't remember where. As well as national governments.
Yeah, definitely something to look into, discuss on another night. Because, well, we're out of time for tonight. And speaking of Bitcoin, again, Ian and Mark will be at the Texas Bitcoin Conference broadcasting this weekend. And as always, you can find us online at freetalklive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.